Hi there. This season is about what it means to be a community bakery, and there might be a contradiction in there that I want to address. A few, actually. So let's get to it. My name is Zach Martinucci, and you're listening to Against the Grain. I find that there's a certain kind of art, and I say art broadly because it takes lots of forms, from music to food to film, that I am particularly fascinated by. It's the kind of thing that has always caught my attention, and I've only recently realized that there was a pattern in all of these compelling works. They're all remixes. Not like when there's an EDM dance cover of a song I like, I mean like truly taking something you know and love and recognize and spinning it somehow. Doing it just differently enough to create something simultaneously familiar and new. Let me give you an example. I'm a big fan of Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. That's a band. And Postmodern Jukebox takes mostly recent yet classic songs you know by heart, from Lady Gaga to Adele to Taylor Swift, and reimagines them as if they were done by the Jackson 5 or a 1920s swing band or some other genre. Go listen to one on YouTube or Spotify. Pick a song you know. My favorite is their cover of Justin Bieber's Love Yourself. The original is not a favorite song of mine, but I know all the words because I live in America and I go outside. And maybe it's because I'm just familiar with this song that makes the effect even more powerful. Because you listen to one of Postmodern Jukebox's songs, and you're able to sing along because you know all the words, but it sounds completely different, and it surprises you. Both that you're able to sing along and at how different it feels, sometimes reminding you of when you heard the song for the very first time. That's the element I love, that it's familiar enough that you know exactly what to do with it, yet new enough that you get to feel a sense of discovery. And those things are all around us. I think it's also why I'm fascinated by the creffin, the croissant muffin I rant about in season one. Because you know exactly what a creffin is when you hear the name, but you still get to discover it the first time you eat one. Podcasts are kind of like that. Just a remix on radio, the same engaging sentimental value of the stories I imagine we've always loved, but reimagined for today's technology and culture. A while back, my friend Will sent me this video essay or thesis project almost, as a composer and overall creative himself. This video series was really influential to how Will thinks about creativity. It's called Everything is a Remix. And through his four-part video series, Kirby Ferguson explores our fascination and habit of turning the old into the new. If you have 40 minutes, I recommend you go to everythingisaremix.info or look it up on YouTube and watch it yourself. Here's a gist of at least the beginning of his work. Ferguson claims that creation requires influence. And so there's really no such thing as a completely original work. Everything out there is just a product of the influential thoughts or works that came before it. Sometimes, like in the case of technological developments, they even feel inevitable that one thing leads to another. All art, film, music, technology, etc. are a product of their time, and often quite literally a remix or just compilation of samples of whatever came before it, but in a new order. The formula he talks about is to copy, transform, and combine. Right? Copy what we already know and love, transform it a little, and combine it with other similar ideas to create something uniquely your own. At the beginning of the series, he picks apart famous films and songs for the earlier works that they sampled. It can seem a little discouraging because it feels like there's so little original thought when you realize where the greatest art of our time came from. Examples like nearly every shot in Star Wars, including the iconic scrolling opening title sequence, being taken almost verbatim from something earlier George Lucas had seen. But it's not a problem, it doesn't have to be, it's just how we tend to create. I think it goes to show that really, we're good at finding new, innovative ways to tell the stories that mean so much to us. The hallmark of good storytelling, making the familiar new and the new familiar. On the surface, it seems to be a contradiction, but it doesn't have to be. Millennials are great at this. We brought you goat yoga, for example. That's a combination of our loves for both yoga and interacting with really cute things like goats that also lead to great Instagram pictures, remixed for an entirely new way to spend your Sunday morning. The point is, when you look for them, these remixes are all around us. They're things that we tend to know and love, presented in a way that's just different enough. I love just different enough. It's why I love Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox, and it's at the core of how I think about Rebel Bread. Many of our events, like the Interactive Dinner, which is a remix of a cooking class with a dinner party, and our products like the Denver Danish, our take on a more traditional Bostock, are things that I'm trying to do just different enough. My mentors are very traditional French and Italian bakers. I have so much respect for them, and I'm grateful to have learned their techniques, but I'm not much one for tradition. Well, that's not fair. I like to say that, but I do love traditions. And I think that's because I've come to learn that traditions do change and evolve, and often serve as our platforms for change. I wouldn't be able to do what I do if it weren't for Michael and his traditional French boulangerie pâtisserie, forgive my lack of accent, because that's what this whole story is, a story of tradition and innovation. It sounds contradictory, but I want to show you that they can be complementary. Let's break down these remixes. We take something familiar, a known quantity or tradition that serves as our platform. And to that, we'll add something new and or innovative and unexpected. It doesn't have to be a big thing, but it is engaging, memorable, reaction-worthy. It creates an experience that's remarkable, quite literally something you want to make a remark, something you want to tell others about. Example, the All My Friends Are Bread series, formerly known, you may know them, as the Persona Loaves, which are loaves of flavored sourdough based on the coolest peeps and places in Denver. We love celebrating what makes us unique, and we love bread, yet the combination of the two is exciting and unexpected. It's new, and still familiar enough to grasp. Another example, we love baguettes, and we can recognize a bagel. So you know immediately what's going on when you see that Rebel Bread makes a baguette dough bagel. Even if you've never had one before. It's the best of both worlds, and we'll take it a step further, because we also make a family-style bagel. That's a giant bagel the size of 4 normal bagels, meant to be made into giant sandwiches and or just shared with a group of people, which you guessed it, is a remix on the way we think about bread. At its core, it's the same story we all know and love about each culture having its own bread that's often at the foundation of that culture's cuisine, and that the bread is a way for people to come together to break bread. It's that age-old story of bread and connection, just reimagined or remixed as a bagel the size of your head. It functions the same way, but we made the story just different enough that it might be new and exciting again for some people. And I'll have more to say about the family-style bagel later on because it happens to be teaching me a lot. All right, so what does it all mean? Well, here's my way of looking at it. Everything is a remix teaches us that when the elements are available, progress seems inevitable. So if we know that things are going to change, then better to set out to make that story our own, to use the tools available to us to remix something we want to take ownership of. Copy, transform, combine. Make something your own, whatever it is you make, that is just different enough, and therefore, uniquely yours. I talk a lot about telling your story. It's a little buzzwordy, I know. I mean to say that whatever project you're working on, identity you're expressing, bread you're baking, it doesn't matter, that's up to you, and I hope that you'll relate somehow. On a personal level, my friend and mentor Danielle explains it like this. If you embrace and internalize this remixing mentality in whatever story you're telling, then you should emerge right-sized, humbled, because you're not so full of yourself because you're building on your influences and inspiration, yet not so small because crafting something new should be empowering. Empowering and humbling. Another contradiction that maybe doesn't have to be. Maybe it's your call to take up less space or your obligation to expand yourself to take more. Either way, to hit that equilibrium that the world is looking for in everyone. So whatever that means to you and whatever story you're telling, I say, be a baguette dough bagel. Find your balance in both worlds. These things that seem contradictory, new and familiar, tradition and innovation, humility and empowerment, well, they can be, and they can also be complementary. Embracing both can bring a sense of balance, of reassurance, of knowing that you are right-sized, that you're original, but not too ahead of your time, significant, but not overbearing, that you know where you come from and are uniquely you. And if you carry yourself with the aid of both perspectives, if you set out to be just different enough, then I think that just like the cruffin or the goat yoga that came before you, I think that makes our stories all the more compelling. No matter what you say, no matter. Thanks for going with me on that. Some updates for you. This is our last weekend of soft opening. Since the end of August, we've actually been having soft opening weekends where we test out opening the bakery on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's been really interesting and rewarding, each week getting a few more people in and feeling just a little momentum moving forward. There's not a ton of traffic, but the people that have come in tend to have been following us on Instagram or live in the neighborhood and have been waiting for us to open or just generally excited to see what we're about, and that all means a lot to me. Next weekend is our grand opening, actually next Sunday, the 21st, and I record these episodes a little ahead of time, so I won't get to tell you about it for 2 weeks. But people seem to be expecting a lot out of the grand opening, and I'm having a hard time explaining that it's just what we've been doing all month, except now 5 days a week. Preparing for this grand opening, though, has reminded me to reflect on how much we've grown, because in my head we've been doing the same thing every weekend, but in reality, each weekend we've added a new menu item, we've done a little bit more renovation, like 2 weeks ago we had the word bakery painted out front, or as of last week we have patio tables. The point is that it's small change, just one or two noticeable changes each week. And I'm here every day for a long time, so the days blend together and I tend not to notice our growth. But there's something to be said about that small, consistent change, and every weekend when we reopen, and the neighbors come in and are so excited to see what's different this week, then I get to appreciate it too. In a few days, they'll get to see our new espresso machine, which is on loan from a friend, but still something I thought was going to take a long time to get, and is a great reminder about how much progress we're making. Outside our door reads a sign that says, "Let's be bread friends, Community Bakery, now open." And people have a lot of questions about what it means to be a community bakery. My preferred simple answer is that it's important to us to be more than a place to buy bread, but that we host events in the community and focus on education and are a space for people to ask questions and talk baking and make a part of their weekly routine. I'm still figuring it out, and the neighborhood is figuring out what it wants, and we often confront the seeming contradiction that is a for-profit bakery that wants to support the community. I'm hoping this is one of those things that seems like a contradiction, but could actually be a really cool compliment, and that we're doing things just different enough that it might work. If you're in Denver, please come out to see us Friday through Sunday and let me know how we're doing. Especially next Sunday, October 21st, for a free bagel making workshop at 10 a.m., but please RSVP online first. Sample boxes of a variety of our products, and an R&D tasting sample to help us test out a new menu item. We want to hear what you think. And for the first time, espresso, which I'm a little excited about. Whether or not you live in the city, you can also follow along on Instagram at RebelBreadDenver. I hope you have a great week, and I'll talk to you next Sunday. This song was Suspicious by Ivy on Free Music Archive.